another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-minute mystery. South, hidden in the mysterious low country of Cuba, a sugar plantation house, dimly lighted in the somber dusk. In the parlor of the house sits a small, thin woman.
Lester Lockwood is my brother, Inspector. His wife, Nydia, drove him to throw himself off the riverbank.
Suppose you tell me the whole story.
Well, 2 years ago, my brother and his wife left their professorships in the English department at Lynbrook College and came here to live and write. Time went by, and Nydia became fascinated by the native drums. One night, she wandered alone in the jungle.
And never came back, as I remember.
And then the first of those mysterious notes appeared, written in blood on dried bark. I have been chosen, it said, for one of the living dead. Come to me, Lester, and share my eternity. It was signed, Nydia. Lester watched for her, certain somehow she'd come for him. And last night, we were standing on the jungle path.
Judith, the drums, they're getting louder. She will come, I know she will.
Oh, Lester, give up this plantation, it's evil.
It's too late. She's here. Oh. Listen, did you hear that?
What?
A movement, yonder, beyond the trees. Look.
Oh, Lester, it is Nydia.
It's true. Oh. Judith, my wife's one of the living dead. I've got to find her and save her from this voodoo magic.
He ran off in the darkness, and I went quickly back to the house to wait. And at last, Lester came back.
I couldn't find her. I looked everywhere.
Then you've got to come away from this place tonight.
Judith, look here on the window ledge.
Oh, another of those terrible notes. What does it say?
You are a human. You cannot know the glory of eternal life. Come to the jungle, to the drums, and share my living death. Keep this between you and I.
Oh, she's trying to destroy you. Trying to, Lester.
I'm going to her, Judith.
No!
Lydia's waiting for me to come.
Lester, come back! Come back!
And this is the note your brother found last night on the window ledge, Miss Lockwood. Eh?
Yes. Others, I suppose he destroyed them.
I see. And you say your brother's wife was formerly an English instructor?
At Lynbrook. She met Lester there.
Oh, your story, Miss Lockwood, is interesting, and I think I know the truth. But the chief at headquarters would rather hear it from you, so come along.
What was the clue that led Inspector James to arrest Judith Lockwood? In a moment, he'll tell us, but first... Here's Inspector James.
Under questioning, Judith Lockwood broke down and confessed to the murder of her brother and his wife. She was a pretty mixed-up woman, but she had imagination. I knew Judith had written the note herself because no instructor of the English language is going to make 2 grammatical errors in 4 short sentences. You don't say human for human being. And nothing is ever between you and I. So, if you didn't know, let's keep it between you and me.
Thank you.